Matthew chapter 5. When you get there, let's stand. And we're going to read about 8 verses. We're going to start reading in verse 40. Preacher Billy Fields wrote a book several years ago. And he titled the book, 2 Mile Children. And what he did, he got people to write in all kind of illustrations and things that had happened to them about people going the extra mile and everything like that. And I was thinking about that book. I was listening to Preacher Billy Fields' CD this week and thinking about that book. And I guess that's where the Lord gave me this the thought for this message. And going into a new year, this is how we ought to be living our lives. Okay? Look at verse chapter 5, verse 40. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
If any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. That's hard stuff.
Yes, it is.
That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the reading of your word, God. Lord, we ask your hand to be upon us right now, God. Lord, I'm going to preach something tonight, God, that we can all do better on. And God, this coming year, we are to do better on it. And God, I pray, God, you'd bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice that might be watching on Facebook or YouTube. God, help us right now, God, to make up our minds we're going to do and be 2 Mile Children. This coming year. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. This coming year, let's live beyond obligation and be like Jesus. You ever thought about Jesus just didn't do just enough to get by? Amen. Jesus was preaching in a place where Roman culture ruled. And David had explained this in Sunday school. And maybe some of you don't know. But by law, a Roman soldier could compel or make a Jewish person carry their armor for 1 mile. That was a law, a Roman law. And that was humiliating to the Jew. That was humiliating. That was a downgrading. It was unfair. And the Jews hated or resented the Romans for this. But Jesus said, don't just do the minimum. Don't just carry it 1 mile. Carry it 2 miles. Go beyond what you're supposed to do. And how many of us, you know, let's just be honest, and I'll get into some stuff in this message. How many of us do the bare minimum? And if we ain't careful, it's the culture. How many times have you heard somebody say, and I say this a lot, and a lot of times when I say this, I catch myself, you know, you're talking to somebody, and you say, don't work too hard. What you're telling somebody to be lazy. So Jesus says we ought to go beyond what is obligated or beyond what is asked of us. Now, number one, 2 Mile Children don't live by the minimum. 1 mile was required by law, and too many of us live by the minimum. We pray the bare minimum that we think we can get by. Our faith operates in the bare minimum that we think we can do. Our Bible reading operates in the bare minimum. Our tithing operates in the bare minimum. Our church attendance operates in the bare minimum. I want to go just enough to get by. I want to pray just enough to get by. I want to read my Bible just enough to get by. Why? Because that's how we're cultured. That's how we're taught. And, you know, and I don't know how y'all were. So everybody ain't like my wife and some of my grandkids. I hated school. I done just enough in school to play baseball. I'm just being honest. And that's the way we're our work, you know. When we work, if we ain't careful, we do just enough to get by, especially when you're working for somebody else. And the thing about it is, you know, a minimum wage produces a minimum mentality. But the Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 3, verse 32, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Yeah. So when we're thinking about spiritual stuff, when we're praying, we're supposed to be praying because we're the one we're talking to. Our Bible reading, our tithing, this is not something that we ought to be just, our churches, this is not something we ought to be doing just to bare minimum. We ought to be going above and beyond. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 says this, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there's no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. See, that's the thing. If we're not careful, and I fall into the same category, if we're not careful, we cultivate our mind to do just enough to get by. And if we ain't careful, that'd be how we live our lives. But Jesus said, don't do that. Because let me go ahead and tell you something. If that's the way you operate on your job, that'll be the way you operate in church. If that's your mentality on your job, that'll be your mentality in your relationships. We're going to do just the bare minimum. We're going to do the bare minimum just to get by. Don't be like that. Be a two-mile children, amen? Two-mile children learn character in unfair situations. Verse 41 said, and whosoever shall compel thee, go a mile and go with him twain. Compel right there, it means to press into a public service. You know, that first mile was not voluntary. That first mile was forced. And none of us, we don't like forced. We don't want to be told what to do. Go ahead and say amen right there. We want to be independent. We don't want, Jesus didn't deny the unfairness of it. Jesus is just telling us how we're supposed to respond to it. Amen. That first mile was forced. That second mile was voluntary, amen. That second mile was something that you're going to do just because the Lord told me to do it. I'm going to do it when nobody else is going to do it. Luke chapter 6, verse 27 and 28 says this, but I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them which curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Romans chapter 12, verse 17, recompense no man evil for evil, providing for things honest in the sight of all men. Romans chapter 12, verse 19, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place into wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Life ain't fair. Me and Becky was talking about this a while ago. Life ain't fair. Man, some of us went into 2025 like, man, we're going to conquer the world. And you barely made it to church tonight. Y'all know what a diamond is, don't you? A diamond ain't nothing but a piece of coal that can handle the pressure. Handle the pressure. Go the extra mile. Because that's what Jesus tells us to do. Now listen. The second mile is a choice, not a command. Do you hear me? The first mile was the law. The second mile is love. Think about that. I've thought about it as I was studying this, and I'll use the tithe to kind of drive this point home a little bit. Jesus, God, the Bible says, now you can take it up with God. The Bible, God said 10% is mine. That's what the Bible says, amen? And most of us don't have a problem giving that 10%. But until you go above and beyond that 10%, you ain't give God nothing. Until we go above and beyond. See, that first mile was the law. That second mile was love. That first mile was not voluntary. It was commanded. So you and I we got to get our minds in tune with the right way. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 says this. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he hath purpose in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. In other words, when you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. That goes in your tithe. That goes in your love. That goes in your relationships. And the thing about it is, it all flows over to the next thing. Jesus is saying, be 2 mile children. The Bible tells us in Proverbs, now listen, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Amen. Exodus chapter 25, verse 1 and 2 says this, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speaking to the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. Now listen, of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering. The first mile was law. The second mile was love. Why do we do what we do? Are we doing what we do because it's the law, or are we doing what we do because it's love? I mean, let's just be honest. When we first got saved, we were, and I hate to say it like this, but it's the truth. When we first got saved, we were kind of in a... we're doing it because that's what we're supposed to do. When I first got saved, I didn't know nothing about tithing. But that preacher told me, said, 10% is God. So I wrote the check. I didn't have no better sense than just to believe the Bible. Amen. I had just got saved, just got in church. Really, I wouldn't do it. But the longer I stayed in church, and the more I learned about the Lord, and the better the Lord got to me. Hey, I don't pay my tithes because it's the law. I pay my tithes because it's love. Amen. I love him. Amen. Praise the Lord, I love him. And he loves me. And so I ought to go above and beyond. If I go above and beyond with my wife and my family, I really ought to go above and beyond with my Lord and my Savior. Amen. 2 mile children stand out in a 1 mile world. Even some lost people will go the first mile. There have been several over the years. People that have given money to this church that was lost. And as far as I know, Dale, as far as I know, died lost. But they give money to this church. But the two-mile children stand out in a one-mile world. Even, I'm going to be honest with you, most church members don't go to second mile. Let's just be honest. That's why, I think David mentioned it some in Sunday school this past Sunday. That's why you got 80% of the people in church to let 20% of the people do all the work. I'm just being honest. 2 mile children go the extra mile. That's why the church house ain't full tonight. See, all y'all here tonight, y'all ought to been shouting amen so everybody on Facebook could hear us. But we ought to stand out. What you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about being kind when everybody else is being rude. Yep. Amen. I'm talking about when you go to a restaurant and you don't get your tea like you ought to, and you don't get your water like you ought to, and they mess up your order, and everything is falling apart, and you still nice. Go ahead, preacher. I've seen some church members go off in restaurants. I'm talking about act like a bunch of idiots. and claim to be, and then want to invite somebody to church. I'm talking about being a 2 mile. How are you when you stopped at the red light and the car in front of you don't take off fast enough? Amen. God help. I'm talking about being kind when everybody else is being rude. I'm talking about giving your all when everybody else is coasting. Me and Dallas have talked about this a lot over the years, and Dallas has got a new job now. And the old job, he talked about how the younger generation, I'm going to be honest with you, the younger generation don't work like the older generation. There's this one lady over at Walmart, and I compliment her. There's one little Oriental lady at Walmart. She works like the old people did. I'm done. You go, if there's 25 people in her line, Skip, I'm getting in her line because they had two over there. It's going to take her that long to get them 25 people out of there. She'll work like a dog. And everybody else. So you, if you stand in her register, it's what it sounds like. Beep, 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 beep. Everybody else's register is going beep. Beep. That's what I'm talking about. When you tell people you're a Christian and when you tell people you're a member of Liberty Free Will Baptist Church and then you just loafing when everybody else is working, guess what? You're not a 2 mile child. Being faithful when others quit. We're going to all be faced with this coming year. Being faithful when others quit. Man, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. Brother Donald, if we had everybody in this church that come through this church in the 25 years I've been here, everybody that come through them doors and said they got saved, we'd have to build 3 sanctuaries. But hard times come and people fall out. I know I read this story before, but I want to read this story again. In 1972, NASA launched an exploratory space program. It was called Pioneer 10. The satellite's primary mission was to reach Jupiter, photograph the planet and its moons, and beam data to Earth about Jupiter's magnetic field and radiation belts and atmosphere. Scientists regarded this as a bold plan, for at that time, no Earth satellite had ever gone beyond Mars, and they feared the asteroid belt would destroy the satellite before it could reach its target. But Pioneer 10 accomplished this mission and much, much more. Swinging past the giant planet in November of 1973, Jupiter's immense gravity hurled Pioneer 10 at a high rate of speed toward the edge of the solar system. At 1 billion miles from the sun, Pioneer 10 passed Saturn. At some 2 billion miles, it hurled past Uranus and Neptune at nearly 3 billion miles. Pluto at almost 4 billion miles. By 1997, 25 years after its launch, Pioneer 10 was more than 6 billion miles from the sun. And despite that distance, Pioneer 10 continued to beam back radio signals to scientists on Earth. Perhaps what's most remarkable is this. Those signals emanated from a little 8-watt transmitter. Think about that. The little satellite that could was not qualified to do what it did. Engineers had designed Pioneer 10 with a useful life of 3 years, but it kept going. By simple longevity, it did more than anybody else thought it could. The final communication was received on January 20, 2003, from over 7.6 billion miles away from. When everything else failed, that one kept going. When everything else quit, that one kept going. When nothing else was expected out of it, it kept sending back data. That ought to be the Christians that we are. That ought to be how we live our life this coming year. I'm talking about we're going to keep on giving. We're going to keep on doing. I'm going to keep on being there. Hey, when nobody else expects you to show up anyhow. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 says this, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Be a 2 mile child. 2 mile children gets to be a witness. Now, I want you to get a picture. The Roman soldier's marching down the road. He's got his equipment. He comes up on this Jewish person. He says, carry my load. This Jewish person has just heard Jesus talking. So he carries that load, and that he gets to that mile, and they had mile markers. And when he got to that next mile marker, that Roman soldier was expecting him to just throw it down on the ground. But instead, he keeps walking. And that Roman, can you just imagine? Roman soldier, what are you doing? You didn't have to do this but 1 mile. I know, but I'm going to go one more. Why are you going one more? Because that's what my Lord and Savior told me to do. Well, who's your Lord and Savior? Well, let me tell you about Jesus. See, people on your job don't expect that. The people that you run into don't expect that. And when every time you do that, every time you go that extra mile, every time you do that extra, they want to know why are you doing that? You get to tell them. Let me tell you about Jesus. See, everybody don't witness like Paul did. Paul, you know, I heard a preacher say one time, can't you just imagine when Paul got saved, God called Paul to preaching, and Paul was working, and you had these ladies all here doing all the, Paul, maybe Paul stopped and said, Lord, you know, we need some men. Maybe God looked down and said, well, I tell you right where you can find some men, let me put you in jail. There's plenty of men in jail. So they put Paul in jail, chained Paul down. Don't you know when they chained that Roman soldier to Paul? Don't you know what Paul said? Hey, let me tell you about Jesus. Just go ahead and be a witness wherever you can. It don't matter whether you're locked up. It don't matter whether you're carrying armor for an extra mile. It don't matter what's going on. I'm telling you, if we'll be the witness, that Roman soldier never expected that generosity. He never expected that Christ-likeness. So when he got it, he was amazed. If you'll just tell people about Jesus, he'll do the rest. Amen? Amen. To my children, opens the door for us to be a witness. My last point is this. To my children, reflect our Heavenly Father. Here's where it's going to get real. How many of y'all know we serve? I was going to say a two-mile God. But in reality, how many miles did he go for you? Wow. Probably none of us got saved the first time he called us. Amen. And none of us got saved probably the second time. I don't know how many times he had to go the extra mile for me. Amen. But praise the Lord, he did. How many miles did Jesus go extra for us when he was carrying that cross? So what I'm preaching tonight, really, let's just be honest. What I'm preaching tonight is not something that we would think is outrageous. This is just common stuff that we already knew, but we just wasn't doing it. So 2 mile children reflect our Heavenly Father. Grace instead of judgment. The world don't need more gifted Christians. We need more godly Christians. The world don't need more talented Christians. We need more 2 mile Christians. This coming year, let's do more than what's required. Let's serve a little more than necessary. When the world sees a 2 mile Christian, they're going to want to know why. That's going to be our opportunity. I challenged everybody Sunday morning. I said, this year I want our church to double in size. And that's not a hard job. I'm not asking something outrageous. Wes, all that means is you and Bert, all y'all got to do is win one more couple. In 12 months, that ain't a hard job to do. Go there. Lord help if we go the extra mile, Drew, and win 3 people. Lord, have mercy. Or four. What if somebody made up their mind, I'm going to make sure I'm going to do my best to win one person a month to Jesus and invite them to church. What in the world could we have? And that's not outrageous. That's not asking too much. So, Brother Ralph, come back and just play something. How many is willing to say, I want to be a two-mile child this coming year? I want to go above and beyond this coming year. I want to do more than my share. Let me go ahead and tell you a little illustration, a little funny story. At my house growing up, there were four boys. Really, there was three. Me and Tommy and Terry was older. Warren was 10 years younger than me. So when I was about 13 maybe, Mama got a job. Mama had never worked. Mama got a job. She went to school, become an LPN. And so it was left up for me and Tommy and Terry to have supper ready, clean the house. And then on Saturday, we'd get up, Mama would say, all right, boys, clean the house. And one of us would do something with us, and we'd run there. I got my part done. I'll never forget. Mama say, it don't come in parts. Work till it's done. Chucky don't have a part. Dale don't have a part. Adam don't have a part. Gavin don't have a part. Let's work till it's done. That ought to be our mindset this coming year. I'm going to work till it's done. God, we love you. If you would, let's stand. If you got a need, maybe you just want to come down to the altar and talk to the Lord about this coming year. God, we love you. We thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your word. And God, I'm challenging myself tonight. God, I want to be a two-mile child. God, I pray right now, Lord, you'd have your hand. I want this church to be a two-mile church, God. God, have your way in our lives. God, help us to realize, God, Lord, just to put forth a little more effort, to put forth a little more love, a little more time. God, what can we accomplish for you this year? I love you. I thank you for answering prayer, God. God, and I challenge this congregation, Lord, and I pray for this congregation, God. God, that you'd speak to our hearts. God, help us, the Lord, as we go out, God, to go out with a purpose. God, I love you, and I thank you for answering prayer. Thank you for all you do, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Brother Melvin was talking to me, I believe it was last week. And Brother Melvin was telling me he went to Arby's one day. He said, I went in there, said there was a lot of people in there. He said, I looked up and everybody was gone. Said there wasn't nobody left in there. He said, all of a sudden the door opened up, said this woman stepped in Arby's, looked around and said, and went straight to him. So, you go to church? Are you a Christian? He said, yeah. And said, so she sat down at the table opposite him and they got to talking and he told her his testimony and she was talking about her church and she went to church somewhere down in Kershaw. So Melvin gets home that day. Miss Debbie says, who was that woman you had lunch with? He said, you heard about that? I said, how'd you know about that? He said, she just sat down, started witnessing, talking. She said, yeah. Debbie said, yeah, she got me at Dollar General. Said, she come up to me, said, you go to church? Yeah, I go to Liberty. Said, I just talked to somebody from Liberty. Said, his name's Melvin. She said, that's my husband. I told Melvin, I said, that woman left home that morning with a purpose. You ought not leave your house and go to Walmart or Home Depot or nowhere else that you don't leave with a purpose. I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm going to invite somebody to church. We got cards that you can give out. Invite them to church. Invite them to church. Anything on anybody's heart before we dismiss? I love you. Thank you for being faithful. Amen. Be careful out there. It's a little bit chilly.